What a joy it is to have a young girl grow up in the tradition. This is Gracie's fourth or fifth time on the program, and we see her grow in song and in capability, and we are very, very proud of her. Gracie Warren, and out here are Cadet Girl Scout Troop number 40, Jasper, to do a Swedish dance for us. Let's watch it. We salute our Girl Scouts and our Boy Scouts for the marvelous research they do in the folk dances and the folk costuming. They had a hard time getting information to get their costumes right. The result you see up here, they succeeded. Let's give them another hand. I think it's just great to have all these young people on the program. How many of you were here this morning? How many of you weren't here this morning? Well, this is introducing a delightful pair of sisters, the Wiggins sisters from Bradenton.
We'd like to do a song for you now, and it's called My Little Pup.
He's nothing but a little pup, but he's my happiness. I worship him, he worships me, just why you'll never guess. Now I'm so full of mischief, wanna be in jail. My little pup with a fat leather nose and a woodland wagon tail. Who chews up my paper, my slippers, and my mail? My little pup with a fat leather nose and a woodland wagon tail. He means so much to me, gets in touch with me, puts the touch on me. Then we're palsy, wowsy, pals, and though I'm just a small fry, who thinks I'm aware? My little pup with a fat little nose and a wiggly wagger tail. When the moon is shining, who can sing the scale? My little pup with a fat little nose and a wiggly wagger tail. Who gets half my dinner in his dinner pail? My little pup with a fat little nose and a wiggly wagger tail. He calls his name on me, baby on me, and this little thief. Throw my heart away and say, who ain't worth a nickel, but he ain't for sale. My little pup with a fat leather nose and a wiggly wagger tail. He means so much to me, gets in touch with me, puts the touch on me. Then we're palsy, wowsy pals, and though I'm just a small fry, who thinks I'm a whale? My little pup with a fat leather nose and a wiggly waggly
tail. Yeah. This is a song, and it's from Virginia, and it's called Truthful Bill. Truthful Bill, and it's about a man that says he never told a lie in his life, and this is his story. I grew up in the mountains, out where the snakes had legs, where the hoot owls speak in English, and the roosters lay square eggs. I shaved my beard and mustache the morning I was born, and that night beat up my old man and drank his rye and corn. Now I'm a truthful fellow, they call me Truthful Bill. I never told a falsehood, and I bet you I never will. I used to be a sailor, and on the seven seas, by cannibals we were captured and tied up to the trees. They danced and beat their tom-toms, and they were getting rough. But they said I wouldn't make mistakes because I was too tough. Now I'm a truthful fellow, they call me Truthful Bill. I never told a falsehood, and I bet you I never will. I used to be a flyer, and in my aeroplane, I flew from here to Paris and started home again. When I got halfway over that doggone motor box, so I left that darn thing sit up there and I got out and walked. Now I'm a truthful fellow, they call me Truthful Bill. I never told a falsehood, and I bet you I never will.
He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean, and at first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong, but when look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freeze in snow. He carried a Bible in his canvas sack, the folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king, and sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing.
I've got to walk that lonesome valley. I've got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I've got to walk it by yourself.
If ever I thought that this man in black was soft and had any yelp of back, I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in, and it wasn't to pray. Well, he kicked open that meeting house door, and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. Well, he hit that reverend like a kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking, it took a pierful to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, man among men, then he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said,
you've got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You've got to walk it by yourself.
It's been many years since we've had to partner. Guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it, and I hope I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black is my old man.
You've got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You've got to walk it by yourself.
Now, this little bitty washing of soap right here goes by the name of Amy Furlow, and she's been singing since she was knee-high to a duck. She's from Orlando, and I guarantee she too will charm you.
Thank you. This song is called simply Sparrow.
As an old girl, I think she told me that she was graduated from the University of South Florida. They do graduate them young, don't they? Lovely. Thank you so much. And now let us welcome Tom and Esther Beadnell of Orange Park.
stop or we'll just make the man wait. I will sing first.
Money, D-I-D-D-D-I-A. shall I have both land and home. Oh dear, oh dear me, and all shall be at my command. Oh dear, oh dear me.
What do care for home and land? Be I think to be I make. All I want to make some man. Be I think to be I make.
Man of my hand, come a-courting. Oh dear, oh dear me. Is not for pleasure, nor for fun. Oh dear me.
What do you care for your desire? He I think to be a day. If you found you hold the fire, see I think to be a day.
I'll go home and tell my mother. Oh dear, oh dear. He'll go straight and find me another. Oh dear, oh dear.
What do you care for you and mother? See, I think to see a day. She's a quite rather another. See, I think to see a day.
Must I give up my must I be a Presbyterian? Oh dear me.
Dear up, and tomorrow, see I think to see a day. We can't take one fish, catch another. See I think to see a day.
See I think to see a day.
A very important announcement.
Another pocketbook has been found, and it apparently is owned by a young lady named Debbie. If the real Debbie will stand up and come forward and describe the contents, we will be glad to return it to her.
Here she comes. Oh, let's give our banjo picker, Cousin Dee Dee Yokley, a great big hand. St. Pete. And his friend Dick Morgan. Also from St. Pete.
To tell about this old banjo here. It came from Reedy Creek, North Carolina. And its rim is made out of whiskey steel cap, 50-gallon whiskey steel cap. It's made in 1855. And the neck is apple wood that doesn't have any frets on it. So I bought this banjo from the old carpenter work for my father for $3 when I was 8 years old. And it came from Reedy Creek. They told it all to these fellas from Reedy Creek. That's prohibition from them. Of course, it's, you know, but there was no prohibition back in 1855. But after the prohibition come along, they said the bootlegger moonshiners was the thick of the Reedy Creek. They had to wear badges to keep from selling whiskey to each other. Kind of a story about the old banjo. So I played the good old Mountain Dew. I think that kind of occasion going with the old steel. I call it Steelhouse Banjo. Thank you. tune. I don't know when it was written, but it's quite an old tune. It's just a little bitty boy when I learned to play it. Quite an old number.
Welcome Cousin Zeke from up the panhandle of Florida and his wife, who are going to do a little fiddling and straw beating for us.
Folks, we're going to start off with Dixie. We cannot have a folk festival way down south this way of Dixie without saying Dixie.
Sure couldn't. Don't stand up. Stand up, you sinners.
Thank you.
Dick, you never played better. Let's give him another hand. That's what a new wife will do for you, ladies. Gentlemen. Now let's welcome another group making their bow at the Folk Festival, the New Springs of Keystone.